Paul, then, first of all, team news-wise, any kind of positive update on the injuries right now?
No, not at the minute. You know, obviously we'll be missing Dean as well from the other night there, so we go with what we've got at the minute. We're still actively trying to get one or two in, you know, but it's a difficult time at the minute. You know, the loan window shuts on Thursday. A lot of clubs don't want to let their better players go with the running up to Christmas, so it's not through they want to try and.
So it's the same as then, is it, tomorrow night, the likelihood of getting somebody in?
Yeah, but we're trying. You know, I've spent all weekend, as well as been out watching games on the phone to various managers and different people. And, you know, we're hopeful, but we're hopeful before the game Friday night, you know, and obviously different things can happen. And at the minute, we're no closer.
Is it particularly defensive players you're looking at right now? If you had to make a choice between getting one type of player and all the other immediately, would that be the area?
I think so. It's just, you know, the last two games we've had a clean sheet and unfortunately conceded from a set piece. Apart from that, we've defended reasonably well. So the lads that are in there are doing well. You know, just we need to get a bit of covering. You know, we played the other game there without a left footer in the team at all, you know, so whether it's a left-sided centre-half, midfielder or full-back, that's what we're trying to get, you know, but I've said before, try to get a good left-sided player and is let Brockenhorst put it at the minute.
So if obviously not by Charlton, is it imperative by Thursday then? Because you're not just missing players for a couple of weeks, some of them are out for 6 or 7 weeks, aren't they?
They are, you know, but it's a tough one because we don't want to just get players in for the sake of it. You know, there's a load of 18, 19, 20-year-olds that we could go out there and get, you know, but we've got 18, 19, 20-year-olds of our own that we'd like to give a chance to. We've seen that with young Evan Finnegan being on the bench the other night there. And the tendency is with that we don't get, you don't quite know what you're getting, you know, so we won't be getting players in just for the sake of it to make up the numbers, you know, it's got to be the right ones. And if we can't get them, then we'll have to go with what we've got.
Harry Forrester, where's he? What's happened to him?
He's off ill today. When he was supposed to be back training, so it's typical the way things are going at the minute. But he's done a lot of fitness work the last couple of weeks. He joined in non-contact stuff on Friday in training and again yesterday in training, with a viewer joining in today. But he's got a little bug, so. But we'll take that at the minute, as long as it's a bug and it's not another injury he's got. But he's getting closer all the time.
Right, because this obviously has dragged on now. Closer all the time. Do you hope in the next couple of weeks he would be available for selection?
We're hopeful. We are. You know, we need to. What we have to do with Harry is not rush him back too quickly. But probably you're right. A couple of weeks is probably a good gauge to when he's going to be back.
You have obviously Sayers out on loan and playing quite well at the minute, scored the other day. In terms of having another body around the squad, do you look at that and bringing him back?
Yeah, of course we do. Unfortunately, we can't because the way the rules are loan-wise, we can't call him back. There was a break within his loan when we didn't want him to get cup-tied. And because of that, it's a weird ruling on the loan thing. Rather than keeping you here for another half an hour explaining it, because they took the break for the cup, it's not deemed as a consecutive loan, which means that you can't. There's no callback within 28 days.
So moving forward, memories of the last trip to Charlton. Then, how fresh in the memory are they? Quite an extraordinary turn of events.
It was, and it was a new experience for me as a manager, and you know, looking back to that game, it possibly was, although McPain said that it the right decision.
Really, because you described it as shambolic at the time.
No, it was at the time. It was definitely shambolic. But you know, we've got to get all that out of our heads. I know myself included. The couple of weeks after that, you're looking at the league table, thinking where the 3 points could take you. But what we'll find tomorrow night is two teams that'll have different personnel, and it's going to be a completely different game. You know, but the one thing that we are positive about is we can go down there and have a good go at them. You know, I've said to you before that getting a victory in this league allows you the next game to go and relax. And you know, if we hadn't have won Friday night, results hadn't went for us on Saturday, we could have been right down there. You know, now the opposite's happened. We've got our 3 points. The three teams down at the bottom all lost over the weekend, and then we've got a 5 point cushion. You know, and we go down there with the mindset that we want to go 8 points clear of that bottom three.
It's interesting because even at the time following that game last time, even Chris Powell said they were ready to play, and that brought about this whole confusing situation as to why the game wasn't allowed to be finished at the time.
I think Chrissy was of the opinion that because we'd started and got through 45 minutes, and you know, and at the time the referee's opinion was that it was dangerous to the players, which there wasn't one bad tackle, and it was, and his other one was it was ruining the game as a spectacle. Now any MD that was there watching the game had seen two teams that wanted to pass the ball and play attacking football, you know, so that's the thing that me and Chris couldn't quite get our head around.
It's hypothetical, of course, but is this the best way to sort it out? Because fans will have all sorts of theories about, you know, restarting with Rovers 3-1 up or what have you, but is this the best way to go about it?
Yeah, of course it is. I think it's if the game's 70, 75 minutes, and then it's slightly different, you know, but I think it's common sense to do it the way we're doing it now, and it's another game. You know, we can't look back to that game down at the Valley. We've got to concentrate on what we've got to do tomorrow.
So them right now then, there have been changes over the course of the past few weeks. What do you make of them?
And they're a good team. You know, we had them watching Saturday where they were in a tight game against QPR. You know, they've got some players back now, you know, Johnny Jackson, Dale Stevens, who is a player I know a lot about. You know, I brought him through at Oldham and sold him on. So they've got some quality in their team. You know, Jan Kermagant's been out recently. It looks as if he's coming back fit, who's a handful. So we know it's going to be a tough game. But we won't want to go down there and play with a bit of freedom. You know, we've seen signs of it early in the game on Friday night. You know, we want to get that consistency right through 90 minutes, and that's what we'll be stressing to the players.
They have similar characteristics, I suppose, to Yeovil in the fact that it is suggested that they don't concede a lot, very defensive, but don't score many either.
Yeah, well, they haven't been, you know, but I think having Big Jan back will possibly change that around. You know, defensively they're sound, and like a lot of games in this division, it'll be tight. You know, it's who performs in the day and who takes their chances, and most of all, which team eradicates mistake most, because, you know, sitting enjoying the football match of the day and the football league show on Saturday night, and you know, the majority of the goals are made through individual errors, so if you can eradicate that, you give yourself a chance.
It was important, wasn't it, Friday, when you look back on it, given everything that had gone on in the game prior to it, the injuries, the football played by the lads that had gone on international duty. So then to come away with a win there, it must give everybody a big psychological lift.
It was fantastic, you know, and I said straight after the game that a lot of credit's got to go to the players for that, you know, and when you're not playing particularly well, as in periods in the first half and in the second half, you can really dig in and get a result, and that was the most pleasing thing for me. And you know, going down to 10 men at 1-1, you know, everybody's looking for Yeovil to go on and get the winner, but the pleasing thing from the staff's point of view was that we got it, and the players had the desire to see it out as well.
And here presents an opportunity to take on an old mate of yours in Chris Powell from the Leicester days.
Yeah, I've known Chris a long time, obviously through playing against him. And we had 2 years together at Leicester, and he's a top bloke, you know. And not too sure about the cap he had on when we played on down there the last time. But he's a good guy, and he's a good manager, and he's done a fantastic job there. And I don't think people should get away from that, you know. I know their home form's not been great recently, but when he took them over and got them promoted and then consolidating in the division last year, he's done a wonderful job.
Yeah, it has, hasn't he? Because I think he had to bring in something like 19 players just to turn that squad around and get them going in League One.
Yeah, not just turn them around, but getting them promoted by being the best team in the league. And then obviously going up again, and you know, we're seeing how tough it can be just to keep your heads above water, but to comfortably stay in the division, he's done a great job.